So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're taking a look at the latest episode of The Boys, which is episode 6. Starts to get into some other parts of The Boys where they start to introduce some other ways that they create superheroes. Involves a facility in Pennsylvania, and they try to figure out what's going on in this facility, what they're trying to create, because Stormfront has a whole bunch of emails on her machine referring to this particular facility. So they go there and they find a whole bunch more. But Keith, what did you think of this exposition heavy episode of The Boys?
Wasn't that exposition heavy, but it was enjoyable. Stay true to Stormfront's original character. She was, or he was, in the comics. It's kind of a bit of a shock from reading the comics, but Stormfront's an interesting character. I'm liking the progression and how it's moving to that angle with her being a woman. There's a reason for it in terms of that. It's not to spoil anything, but it kind of made sense and kind of fits into what they're doing this season. So I was pleasantly surprised. I liked it. I thought the reveal of Lamplighter, I don't know if anyone who didn't read the comic books and kind of get that backstory with the boys and how they were formed and what happened to their original leader. Lamplighter being redemption arc is different from how I recalled it, but I think I like it. I'm glad that they're not just making soups. You get superpowers, you're this narcissistic, out of control asshole. Also, Frenchie's attitude. I like the action. I like the effects that were placed out there. It's interesting to see how things are going.
All right, Matt.
This episode easily is the best of the season, in my opinion. A couple of things that it has going for it is the fact that it actually makes fun of, not that it didn't do it before, but a wonderful Lamplighter is actually in contrast to a previous character that played.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny because it was the same little thing as far as, all right, he was an Iceman and X-Men, and then he's Lamplighter. You can see how they were very, very clever in picking a character in which was opposite to what he played before, which kind of ironic how it gets done. As far as the character that appeared that she had, what was that one power like? Telekinesis? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it did look like it was telekinesis, but
yeah.
When I looked at that, the person I could think of was her name, 11 or 7 from Stranger Things.
Yes, Jean Grey, but no, I can see where you agree.
Seems pretty cool. Although at the end, I was kind of surprised that she didn't die off Stormfront's hands. I like the fact that they're actually progressing the storyline. It doesn't go along the pace of the first 3 episodes. And I know I quote the first 3 episodes because the first 3 episodes, it started a little bit okay, and then it got very slow. Whereas this one felt that it progressed the storyline a lot more. I'm glad that they actually let the cat out the bag as far as who Stormfront actually is, and then provides a cliffhanger, in essence, as far as contrasting everything that
Homelander
is
sort of the
here we are
to see that contrast in the end. It's okay, are they going to fight? Because the thing he stands for is America great, America this, and then all of a sudden here comes this Flama Nazi female and he's okay with it.
Yeah.
Kind of sets it up for a little bit later on as far as internal conflict. And that's the one thing I liked about this series is that they're human just like us. They will have decisions just like us on a superhero front to see the morality in which they have to balance which route that they're going to take. I thought it was pretty good. The action I liked a lot too, because the last couple episodes have been kind of stale. The only sad thing is that when you're actually looking at the count, there's only 2 more episodes left, and it just seems like they're now starting to go into gear 3 and 4, only to 2 more episodes, and then we're kind of done for quite some time. Overall, best episode that I have seen this season.
Yeah, I would agree to the same thing, that this probably feels like the first good episode for this season. And if this was maybe like episode 2 or 3, I would probably be more interested. Have seen where this goes into the comic books. And I mean, this is just one element from the comic books, but it felt good. It felt like people had things to do. Again, I think we had commented on Frenchie not really being given much. And then this episode, it focuses on him a lot more than the other characters. And the Sage Grove facility is just a backdrop for the other things that need to progress the story. I'm still curious about Homelander and Stormfront, because Homelander always has a tendency to always get the better of somebody, even when they think they are getting the best of him. And I think that might turn around, because again, I know where he's going in the comic books, and Keith definitely knows. So Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see what happens as far as the TV version of this relationship, or if you can call it that, because he got pissed off. He was just like, yeah, you'll make Homelander wait.
I don't even look at him as Superman anymore. It's whenever you kind of look at those Superman analog characters, you see Superman, right? And you're just looking for the different take on him. Like, when I see this guy, I'm just like, oh my God, what is he going to do now? Like, what horribleness is this guy going to
put? Yeah, so they arrest somebody in this episode, and then he gets jerked off. He just crushes the guy's head. It was, okay, this is a little weird, but I'm with it.
That was hilarious. That was straight hilarious.
Well, I will say this,
like that,
in context to last season, it seemed like the crass humor, raunchy humor, is a little toned down compared to the last season. I mean, even though the stuff is happening, it seemed like it was happening more frequently.
I think they spent so much time last season trying to say that this isn't the Justice League, Marvel Avengers, or anything like that. I think they spent so much time trying to make sure the audience knew that these guys were just reprehensible human beings. Now that we know, it's more in line with deep storyline being, A-Train, that storyline's being more impersonal.
Well, A-Train is also getting hooked up with that Scientology equivalent. Again, I like Fresca. I don't understand what the joke is.
The joke is that Fresca is for, like, weirdos.
I don't understand that at all.
If you were in Clearwater, Florida.
Inside joke. Maybe it's an inside joke. I don't know.
In Clearwater, Florida, and you drink Fresca? Maybe. I just like Fresca, but go ahead.
He likes Fresca. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, so where do you see this season going? I guess that's the next question.
See it come to a head. Whatever Stormfront's doing, it's going to try and purify the people who have Compound V. It's got something to do with them wanting to give Compound V to adults, pick and choose who they're going to give it to based on ideology. I think it's going to have something to do with that. I don't know if they're going to go any further with Butcher's storyline any further.
Yeah, because it seemed like his arc ended when his wife just said, all right, I can't do this any longer.
I do think they're going to end up tie it closer to the comic book. And I think the boys are going to get exposed to Compound V, because in the comic books, they were. And it got messy. It didn't change much of the dynamic that they were doing, but it was it made it more believable that they could take on superpowers like Stormfront and Homelander.
Matt, same question.
I hope they continue along in the arc with Stormfront, because she appears to be such an intriguing character, not only with her dynamic with Homelander, but everyone else on the show. As long as they continue with that, I think I'd be fine. Although some of the other characters, it's just funny to see the Scientology comparisons, I think is pretty funny. Although I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't read the comic book like Keith. Curious if that church has anything to do overall with supplying or giving direction to the Compound V. I agree with Butcher. I wouldn't be surprised if that storyline's kind of done. I mean, if she's like, hey, I'm not going to give up the kid, and that's kind of your whole thing to get with her, but he doesn't like the kid.
Yeah, that seems like a
part. That's done.
That seems like a next season thing, that somehow he freaks out or something and he tries to have some bonding moment with the son that's not his.
I don't give a crap. It would be very difficult for him to have a change of heart, considering that we have almost two seasons of understanding what kind of decisions that he would make. I hope that they don't go too much with this lovey-dovey, soft, deep, and A-Train arc. I'm not too keen on it, although I think it probably has a bigger impact that I am aware of, only because I don't follow the comic books. I just been watching this show. So as long as they still have the action in it and the dynamics, I'm okay with it. I just hope they don't slow down the storyline, because if they go into season three starting off like episodes 1-3, I'm going to be highly disappointed. It's getting there. It's getting back to how I felt when I first saw this and binge watched season one.
Would probably say maybe that church might be an investor in Vault. They might try to do some hostile takeover. Think that might be a possibility.
Right.
Because it just seems random. Obviously, they keep talking about getting people back in the Seven, and how would they do that the best? Obviously, last season, that whole corporate corruption thing was the main crux of the story, but now it just seems to be more about Homelander, Stormfront, and again, it just seemed like those first couple of episodes were just filler, just to kind of get you to the point that you are right now. So again, if this episode was like the third episode, I'd probably be pretty hyped for the rest of the season. But I mean, now I'm just kind of in that wait and see approach.
Fresca joke was, instead of Kool-Aid, drinking a Kool-Aid, they're drinking a Fresca. Every time somebody whips out a Fresca, I do chuckle a bit.
I like Fresca. Same.
It's still funny every time you say it.
I like Fresca. It's good. It's good. Drink your work.
Like, I like Fresca.
It's calorie free. Matt, any other thoughts?
No other thoughts.
We're going to hold off on scores. The final episode will just give score for the whole season. So that is the Beast Game Podcast, everybody. Drink the Fresca.